Good evening and welcome to tonight's Monroe City Council meeting. This is the Monroe City Council meeting for April 11, 2017. The time right now is 7:07 p.m. Ms. Atkinson, will you please call the roll?
Certainly. Council members present and establishing a quorum are Scarborough, Rasmussen, Davis, and Camp.
Thank you. And we received word last week that Councilmember Gamble would not be here this evening. I also received word earlier this evening that Councilmember Cutterback would not be here this evening. And so, unless there's an objection, we'll consider both of them as excused absences. We have not heard from Councilmember Hanford. When he comes in, we'll note that for the record.
He's coming.
Perfect. Councilmember Scarborough, will you please, see us in the pledge?
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The first item that we have on our agenda this evening is a public hearing. This is AB 17-066, public hearing ordinance number 005-2017, interim marijuana regulations, and resolution number 012-2017, adopting supportive findings. Mr. Swanson. And Ms. Atkinson, thank you for putting the names on the online version.
Thank you, Council Mayor. So on March 7, 2017, the Monroe City Council adopted ordinance number 005-2017, which established interim zoning amendment to the marijuana-related use regulations codified in Chapter 1870 of the Monroe Municipal Code, and resulted in an immediate amendment of Chapter 1870 in order to clarify the city's categorical zoning prohibition against marijuana-related uses specifically as it applies to marijuana cooperatives. RCW 35A-63-220 requires a legislative body that adopts an interim zoning ordinance without holding a public hearing on the proposed interim zoning ordinance to hold a public hearing on this ordinance within at least 60 days of its adoption. Staff is requesting City Council hold the required public hearing and at the conclusion of said hearing adopt additional legislative findings through the approval of Resolution 012-2017.
Thank you. And before we continue, please let the record show that Councilmember Hanford entered chambers at 7:09. So we're in the middle of public hearing right now, Councilmember Hanford, and the presentation was just given by Mr. Swanson, our Community Development Director. We will now go ahead and move into the public testimony version, portion rather, of the public hearing. Is there anybody that would like to come forward to speak to the City Council this evening on the ordinance? I see that nobody's signed up to come up and speak. Would either of you like to come forward and talk? Okay, I'm saying no. That being the case, Councilmember Rasmussen.
Move to close the public hearing.
Second. We have a motion to close the public hearing from Councilmember Rasmussen and a second from Councilmember Hanford. Any discussion on the motion to close? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Is there a motion to close the public hearing? Councilmember Rasmussen.
We just approved the closing of the public hearing, didn't we?
Okay, we should have moved to close the citizen testimony portion of the public hearing. Is there a motion to close the citizen testimony portion of the public hearing?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion from Councilmember Rasmussen and a second from Councilmember Scarborough to close the public testimony portion of the public hearing. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Ms. Atkinson, as a parliamentarian, do you think that we should go back to close the public hearing again since we took those out of order?
Does anybody wish to speak on this item? If not, then I believe the intention of the two motions makes sense, and you can move on.
Okay, sounds good. Councilmember Camp.
In that case, I will move to approve resolution number 012-2017, adopting additional findings in support of ordinance number 005-2017, establishing interim zoning amendments to Chapter 1870 MMC marijuana related uses and establishing an effective date.
Okay. We have a motion from Councilmember Camp, a second from Councilmember Davis, for the requested action as typed in item 6. C on Agenda Bill Number 17-066. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Next item on the agenda this evening is comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the City Council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except any quasi-judicial matter that is subject to a public hearing. We do have a sign-in sheet. Nobody has signed in to speak. Is there anybody out in the audience who would like to come to up to the podium to speak this evening? Anybody at all? Anybody? Anybody? Okay. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on to the consent agenda. Councilmember Hanford.
Move to approve the consent agenda as listed.
Okay. So I have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Hanford, a second from Councilmember Kent. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Ms. Atkinson, will you please read in the ordinance under 817-067?
Y'all are being so efficient, I don't even have it pulled up. Hold on. Thank you. Approved through the vote on the consent agenda was ordinance number 008-2017, amending section 1712-030, 1730-070, 2012-080, 2140-020, 2160-010, and 2160-020 of the Monroe Municipal Code related to permit processing notification, providing for severability, and establishing an effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is final action. This is final action item number one, AB 17068, ordinance number 007-2017, East Monroe Interim Zoning Extension, final reading. Mr. Swanson.
Thank you, Council Mayor. The first reading of the proposed ordinance extending the East Monroe Interim Zoning was accepted on April 4, 2017. The proposed ordinance would continue the designation of East Monroe area as limited open space for an additional 6 months. Staff recommends move to approve ordinance number 007-2017.
Thank you. Are there any questions for staff? Okay, seeing none, is there a motion? Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. I move to adopt ordinance number 007-2017, extending for an additional six-month period interim zoning adopted October 11, 2016, under ordinance number 016/2016, formally expressing the City Council's acknowledgement and intent regarding the continued designation of the East Monroe area as limited open space following the Growth Management Hearings Board's decision in CPS GMHB case number 14-3006C, adopting findings, providing for severability, and establishing an effective date.
Second.
Thank you. We have a first from Councilmember Camp, a second from Councilmember Davis for the requested action in Agenda Bill 17068 as typed. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. This takes us on to our Councilmember Reports section of the agenda. We'll go ahead and start off with the City Legislative Affairs Committee. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. It was a very good meeting tonight. Mr. Scarborough and I were there. Mr. Hanford was coming.
Don't look at me.
That's okay. First order of business item that I have to present to council is the 2017 work plan. I don't think they have copies of this, so I will just read it. We're going to have a local legislative actions discussion with our lobbyists towards the end of the legislative schedule. We will be discussing the 2018 legislative agenda priorities, marijuana retail zoning policy as it affects current legislative actions, and potential amendments to council rules of procedure, in particular agenda approval. Anybody have anything they want to add or take away or questions? Okay. I assume that the work plan is complete. We had a discussion about marijuana retail zoning policy, just to get a good idea of what our intent was. It's basically to determine what legal issues we may have, and are there things that we could do in advance of any possible legislative changes which would affect us. It's more of a let's see if we can cover ourselves before we get hit. We also covered agendas and the agenda approval procedures. And briefly, six local cities, Bothell, Fulton, etc., five of them have an agenda approval at the council meeting. Mill Creek has, has a weak mayor form of government, so the mayor works with the city manager to prepare the agenda. Our city manager is going to put together something basically as a proposal for agenda approval, just to make it more formal policy. That's what we're really looking for. We also had a very good discussion and explanation about how Robert's Rules of Order handles this particular item, and our city clerk is very knowledgeable and explained it quite well, so that I knew all the mistakes I was making when I read it. And I believe that's all we have. Mr. Scarborough, do you have anything to add?
You've covered it.
And that's it.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for the legislative committee? All right. We'll go ahead and continue then with councilmember reports. Councilmember Cutterback did contact me on Thursday, let me know that unfortunately she wasn't able to attend. She has a couple family members that are sick. It's one of the reasons why she's not here this evening. And so she did contact me and apologize that she was not able to attend. And so we don't have a report on that this evening, but there is a PDF online so that you can take a look at the agenda if you like. For Snohomish Health District, Councilmember Rasmussen.
Thank you. A couple things just to bring to your council's attention. The board was asked to allow the interim administrator to sign an agreement that would upgrade the health district's financial program. And it's a program that was developed and has been in use since 1997, 2005, and went through an upgrade. Just without any technology knowledge, that's a pretty sure sign that it's in desperate need of an upgrade. After one of the board members did some quick math and really had to dig for it, there's a cost savings here, and we discussed it, and there ultimately was a cost savings in doing it based off of the budget. However, I brought up the concern that when the budget was done for the health district, it was with anticipation of all the ILAs being done at whatever cities that initially indicated that they would consider, such as Monroe being $2. That's what the budget was built off of. And I did not see any adjustments in our budgets or any updates on the ILAs to really allow me comfort in supporting moving forward with a big expense like that without some additional knowledge. So I ultimately voted no on that, but it did pass, and again, a new updated system, which again is well needed, but again, the fact that we just gave $1 per capita, I felt that we needed, or I needed, more clarity on what those numbers meant. With health officer leaving official title is deputy administrator leaving, we had some structural changes at the health district. So an environmental specialist, Jeff Getchell, who was here last week, has taken over as the interim administrator and restructured the staffing around. The nice thing is it's cost neutral for this year. So no additional FTEs, no loss of FTEs. And if it stays as such next year, there is a minimal cost savings. And then bigger cost savings down the road. The one thing that came to light in this conversation that I was disappointed to hear was that the health district's joint partnership for health officers. officer with Skagit County has fallen through. That was sharing a portion of that FTE with Skagit County and, on their health officer. And I don't know exactly what happened or where the conversation led, but the Somers County Health District is one for sharing a FTE with Skagit for the fire officer. The fortunate piece is that was ultimately going to be a cost savings of about $50,000. So kind of have to work that back through and figure that out. Plus, we have our own health officer. We don't have to share anyone once we get that position hired. We have our board retreat coming up on the 21st, and board members are asked to come with some information, and I figured instead of just coming from me, I would ask this council, and take some time to think about it, email me, that's fine. What are some of the most pressing, greatest health risks to Snohomish County that you see? And actually, I would open this up to anyone, so staff, residents, citizens, anyone. Let me know what the most pressing, greatest health risks that you're seeing in our community are, and you know, I can take that back with me at the retreat and share with the rest of the board. And our hope is to formalize some plans to address some of these needs. Finally, the invitation was put out to board members and really anyone that if you want to firsthand look at what the health district does, they are actively scheduling ride-alongs. And so if you want to know what a business inspection looks like or looks like to administer the TB medication, contact the health district and they will work with that schedule. So.
Thank you.
That's my to-do list.
It is. Councilmember Campbell.
Thank you. So do you have contact information for that?
Yes. Jeff Getchell at the health district, I can email it. Yeah.
And I was just curious, since one of the issues regarding the financing was other financial possibility. Are they looking into other means of financing their activities?
It wasn't discussed tonight, but that's one of my hopes is to have that discussed at the retreat on the 21st.
Okay. So, thank you.
Anything else? Councilor Scarborough?
In line with what Jim just said, I believe Councilman Gamble's question was, what are they doing to live within their own means before they ask us for more money? And is that what you were referring to?
That or alternatives for financing, or if they're going to expand it to include like larger cities.
And for me, I would personally like to hear those answers before next year when they ask for it again, as to whether I say go back to zero or give them the $2 or give them another $1. I think Councilman Gamble would feel the same way. He wanted to see something before he voted on it again, which is next year.
Great. Yeah, Councilman Rasmussen, you know, the comments that I had made about a month ago still hold true. I would want to see a business plan as another form of governance or another way of bringing in funding. You know, there are different organizations that have interlocal agreements across multiple cities, and maybe there's another model out there that they can look at doing something. But, you know, like I said before, whether it were $36,000 or $18,000, you know, out of what appeared to be a $12 or $14 million budget or so, it was just a drop in the bucket, and it was a one-time expenditure and really didn't fix the structural deficit that they're looking at. So I really think that one good avenue would be to come up with some sort of new way of funding it. And I agree. There's a systemic issue, and it would be hard for me to put, you know, recommend $36,000 or whatever it is in the 2018 budget without knowing that it's actually going to fix something or contribute to fixing something. Thank you. All right. Next item that we have on the agenda to care of the health district. Let's go down the line. Councilmember Kemp.
B Stray Hunt is 9 o'clock.
Easter egg hunt.
I'm not talking for it. You're going to talk about it. I just want to make sure.
Saturday.
When you're done with that, at noon, at Shrine of Beans, you're going to have a barbershop quartet performing for a couple hours, if you'd like to do that. And that's all I've got.
Very good. Thank you. Councilmember Davis.
Nothing this evening.
Thank you. Councilmember Rasmussen.
A couple things. Leadership in Homish County finished up our last education day last week. And through the whole process, it's a 9-month process, it's been amazing to be connecting in with countywide leaders and hear the different forms of our law enforcement, countywide governance, and school education. The biggest thing that through all this is how underrepresented East County has been. And I feel very strongly that part of that is just knowledge of the program and organization. And so, Mayor, I'll ask again if we can arrange a time to have Kathy Coffey come out and speak to council and just help get the word out because it is such a valuable.
When is the application period for that?
Nominations are actually going on now.
When's the deadline for nominations?
I think June. So it's a pretty open, long period.
Okay. So I'm Ms. Atkinson, can you follow up on scheduling a 10-minute presentation?
Yes. With Kathy Coffey, Leadership Snohomish County.
Councilmember Rasmussen will get you details if we're there.
Yeah, definitely. So, last Thursday, I was very fortunate to be recognized as a finalist for the Emerging Leaders Award and in the top 12. And it was a great evening celebration at the Shop Park Center. The person that ultimately took home the award, Hill Kingman, public safety officer for the city of Everett, and his work with the drug and opioid and homelessness there in Everett, and very well deserving, and it was just simply an honor just to be amongst all countywide leaders and receive the recognition. So that was a lot of fun. Coffee with the mayor on Saturday. That was a great conversation. I know you'll discuss more about that. And then today, chamber meeting. Mr. Farrell did an awesome job of speaking to the parks and teaming up with Tammy Dunn from Snohomish County to talk about the importance of tourism coming into our community and the impacts it has and all the benefits. So, Mike, again, well done. And I believe that's it.
Thank you. Councilmember Ginsburg.
I always wish I could attend those chamber meetings, but my board meeting is the exact same day. So, nothing to report.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Scarborough.
Nothing to just dovetail off the coffee meeting Saturday. It was pretty intense, I would say.
It was well attended, yes.
And I'll let you continue from there. Otherwise, I don't have anything.
Okay, thank you. So, staff, Mr. Farrell.
Thank you, Mayor. Council, as Councilmember Rasmussen mentioned, yes, I did speak at the chamber luncheon and I enjoyed that opportunity to really speak to the events that support and draw tourism and all of the improvements we've been making to the facility. Thank the Mayor and Council for all the support we get to make those improvements happen. So, we've got a pretty long relationship working closely with the Snohomish County Tourism Bureau and Tammy Dunn with the Sports Commission, and she spoke first and really, had as she does as part of what she does is bring in the numbers, the economic impact, the positive, figures that the county generates from all these events. Then she dialed down into Monroe and really is, I know that she's presented the numbers to the council and on a regular basis, and it really opens your eyes. And the second thing is, as Councilmember Camp mentioned, is yes, this Saturday is the Monroe Egg Hunt at Lakeside Park, and 9 a.m. the activities start. There will be lots of foods, lots of activities for kids to do, and the actual egg hunting starts at 10 a.m. So people better show up before 10 because it goes fast. And the weather looks good.
So how can you say that part yet?
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Farrell? Okay, and I jumped the gun again. I forgot to call on the department that is giving the update this evening. This would be Public Works. Mr. Feilberg. Thank you for your attention.
You're going to shine a light?
No, I'm going to shine a light. No, so just one, I looked up while you were talking that the applications are due April 30th.
Oh. April 30th?
April 30th.
Well, I submitted my nomination on it.
Yeah. So, in your packet online is available the annual monthly report from the Public Works Department. All projects are going well so far this year, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks, you'll have the agreement with the railroad coming before you for putting the sidewalks at Brightlands Boulevard and 179. So it's been a long process, and had to go through the Utilities and Transportation Commission and the vast labyrinth of Burlington Northern, but those footlights are getting done. So one thing that's not on your report is the Public Works building that you authorized the selling of bonds to get the money to put the new public workshop in. So I just want to update you on where we are in that process. We are doing a design build process on that. That's the first time the city's done one of those kind of processes. Rather than the traditional, you hire an architect, the architect designs a building, you get that all done, and then you go out and get a contractor. So we're kind of combining those two processes that the contractor and the architect work together from the very beginning to design the building. It's supposed to hopefully be a cost savings and also shorten the timeline for getting the project done. So we've issued a request for qualifications. We had three design construction teams submit proposals, our qualification statements. We reviewed all those. They're all teams are qualified to do this kind of project, and so we are all going to invite them all to submit a proposal. During that proposal process, which is going up hopefully the end of this week or early next week, will be they'll come back with in the middle of May with a conceptual design or several conceptual designs, and how they think they're going to do the building and how the layout's going to work based on our criteria, and then we'll negotiate a price after that. And so the negotiation price will start in the end of May, and then it'll come to the council for an award, and then they will start work and have the building completed by September of 2018. And that's the extent of my comments, and if anyone has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you. Councilmember Scarborough.
It looks to me like somebody's already digging a sidewalk at the Shell station on Plainland.
Yes, the Shell station is doing the stuff south of the right-of-way. That was a condition of their building permit model there, and so they're going to go up to the right-of-way, and then our project will be across the right-of-way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? One thing that we sent a letter to DOT about doing the design for the 191st extension through the right of way.
Yes.
Yeah, that was about 4 weeks ago or so. We heard back from DOT yet?
Yes, and I think we're working on getting a JA account, our joint account, because they said they won't talk to us unless they have some place to charge money to.
Okay. We'll come back.
Yeah, so I think it's there and getting approved.
Since they worked to set up the account.
City Administrator Mosley signed something that went off to them.
Perfect.
So, okay. Yeah, so that's where we are with that.
Okay. Good. Sounds good. Councilmember Hanford.
Thanks.
You didn't think you were going somewhere, did you, Mr.
No, I guess not.
Did we hear back? We were going to contact Denny's and Rite Aid.
We heard
about. Did we ever hear back?
Well, we. No, Denny said they were coming to the next council meeting.
Okay.
And they never did. And we never really heard any comment from Rite Aid.
Okay. Right. So where things are right now on that, we've got the sign up.
Right.
We're going to wait until we have dry weather and come back and talk to council before we put down the yellow line and or the bumps. And then as part of that, we'll reach out one more time to Denny's and also to Rite Aid. It sounded as if they were pretty adamant that they didn't want to have the seeker next to Denny's, so you know we'll follow up one more time on that. That's probably a month or two out, yeah, since we're waiting for dry weather.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see dry weather anytime soon. So.
Right. Well, Saturday.
It's
yeah.
One day.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Anything else? We're good.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you, Brad. Mr. Carroll, are we going to be using the new stage at the Easter egg hunt by chance?
No.
Okay. We don't really need it for that.
Yeah, we don't actually. The music, we want it to go in all four directions.
That should
be directing it one way. So.
Okay. All right. We'll let you know when we're going to pull that out, push the button, and watch it open up.
At the latest, July, the first Friday in July will be the latest.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Let's go back through. Mr. Swanson.
So the city posted the permit tech position that council approved at the last meeting, and that was posted on Thursday. And as of Friday, just before Ben left on vacation, he said we were getting some resumes in for that position. So it was a pretty quick hit, and hopefully, so Ben's on the rest of this week. We'll pick up next week, take a look at them, see how many we have. We want to get that position filled as soon as possible. So hopefully, interviews next week, maybe the week after.
Thank you, Mr. Swanson. Any questions for Mr. Swanson? All right, seeing none. Ms. Hazard?
Nothing tonight, thank you.
Any questions for finance? All right. Mr. Feilberg, do you have any additional to offer?
Well, since Mr. Swanson mentioned employees, we also have the construction documents person out that we... when everyone chips it around, we left that position, and had interviews last week, and we'll be making an offer to the candidates that we like, and so hopefully they'll be starting about the beginning of May.
Okay, thank you. Chief Munzer.
Today was the first day for the social worker, Ms. Delgado, in Monroe. And also, maybe some of you have noticed a strange-looking vehicle that the police department now has. It's a Polaris Razor. It's an ATV side-by-side that we utilize to go through the parks to look for individuals that don't need to be there. And also, that's primarily the reason we have it. And the reason I bring it up is because 10 to 15 minutes after we had it on the street, it was on the social media, so we did not have too many negative comments.
Anybody have any questions? Or anything further, Chief?
No.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Chief? Do you have anything else? All right. Thank you, Chief. All right, Mr. Mosley.
No report this evening.
Okay, did you want to go over the
I sure will.
The report paper.
So, the legislative session is winding toward its conclusion. Final day is scheduled to be April 23rd. Of course, whether they actually get out or not is dependent on the resolution of education funding. But there are two bits of good news for the city. The Senate transportation budget has been approved by the Senate. And it includes $750,000 for practical design for 522 project. Now, it's not in the House budget, it is in the Senate budget, but they'll now negotiate, and our lobbyist feels very positive about the potential of receiving that allocation for DOT and for us to be able to work with them on the design of 522. Likewise, the House capital budget, that was in the Senate budget, the House capital budget has released their proposal, which is going to be voted on tomorrow, as I understand it. And it includes $800,000 for the Lake Tyee Park athletic fields. I think our request was for $1 million. Mike, is that right? So that's a very strong support from the legislature. So kind of both of our kind of capital needs request are so far, ain't over till it's over, but so far are looking pretty good. And a number of our other kind of policy bills are also looking pretty good, but I particularly wanted to let you know of the work that our lobbyist has done and the success we've had in those two capital budgets. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions? Just a quick shout out and a thank you to our lobbyists, also to staff for getting information to the lobbyists so that we can have that information sent to the legislators in Olympia. And a huge thank you to the folks down in Olympia, our representatives, and those in delegations next door in the first for supporting both of these proposals. And these are not final, but these are really good signs, and we'll keep tabs on it. So thank you. And Council, thank you very much for approving the legislative agenda and moving that forward also, and the trip down to Olympia earlier this year. This is a team effort, and this is going in a really positive direction. Okay, anything else?
Just the draft agenda for next meeting on the 18th.
Okay.
We'll have a presentation by Snowpack on the dispatch consolidation. Mr. Mills will be in attendance making that presentation. The only other two items on the 18th that I would point out for you is there'll be an ordinance to amend the 2017 budget, which will kind of write up the numbers now that we know exactly what all the results of ending balances were and all that kind of stuff, and also reflect some of the adjustments the council has directed us toward. We'll also have the agreement with Snohomish County for the social worker services contract. So those are the primary items that are on the agenda for the 18th.
Before we move on to the extended, Councilmember Hanford?
Yes, thank you. I see Diane's name on the ordinance that we're going to be discussing. Will she actually be here?
She will not be here on the 18th.
Okay.
We believe she will be here on the 25th.
Okay. We just want to see her. Okay.
Yeah, we've talked about that. And so
okay.
I'm going to fly her with wine tomorrow night to see if I can't get her on the
25th. Okay.
Yeah. So thank you for your question, but no, she will be out on the 18th, so Ms. Hassett will handle that.
All right, anything further extended on that?
The 25th, the mayor will not be present for the 25th and the 2nd.
Correct.
And so we do have some items there, consultant agreement for the wastewater treatment outfall repair, mostly other consent and agenda items after that. So, and right now May 2nd is looking exceedingly light, but always things come up.
All right, sounds good. Any questions for Mr. Mosley? All right, real quick on my report, just a couple of items. First, earlier, yes. Oh, sorry, Councilmember Rasmus.
Sorry, not for Mr. Mosley, it was actually a council comment I neglected. I just wanted to let council know and staff, if you weren't already aware, the Healthy Youth Survey is out and available. Ask HYS.org is the website, you can go to it. So something possible for the legislative affairs and the conversations there. But good data regardless. So just want to make council aware of that. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so just a couple of items for me. Thursday, in addition to my regular afternoon here, I also interviewed people for the Planning Commission position and am bringing forward a name next week, so you'll see that in the packets on Friday. I tell you who the person is, but I don't know that everybody's been notified just yet. The person who I am appointing, subject to your confirmation, of course, has already been told, And we'll you'll hear more information later this week on Friday. So the other thing is that and just to let you know, we had an absolutely excellent pool of candidates. By the way, this was probably one of the harder ones that I've had to select somebody. So it was an absolutely excellent pool of candidates, and very happy with all of them, and very happy with the person I'll be bringing forward. The other thing is that we did coffee with the mayor on Saturday, and that's usually from 8 until 9:30. I got out of there at 11, and we had it at the original pilot coffee house on West Main. We had, in addition to the two council members that were present, both Scarborough and Rasmussen, we had probably about 5 citizens there. The main focus of the conversation this time was on homelessness and encampments and panhandling and things along those lines. So we had a very robust conversation. It was an opportunity to talk to folks that are frequently on social media and have sort of a face-to-face with them, rather than, you know, just watching what's going on social media and not being able to engage. It's something different when you can sit there in person and have a conversation. So it was a really good conversation, and there you go. So I do thank everybody that came out, and I also thank Heather for hosting this month. And I think that's it. Does anybody have any questions for me? All right. I don't think there's any other business needed this evening. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. We have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Rasmussen, a second from Councilmember Davis. Any discussion on the motion? Saying none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion passes 5-0. Thank you for your service, and have a great evening. We're adjourned.